My name is Cheryl Collins. I'm working with the Library of Congress through the Folklife Division for the Veterans Oral History Project. Today is June the 1st, 2009, and we are seated at the Carnegie Center in Atlantic City, New Jersey. I'm speaking with Raymond Corsi. Mr. Corsi served in World War II from October 1942 to May 1945. His service ID number is 3265387. Mr. Corsi, thank you for coming in today. Call you Ray during the course of this conversation?
Yes.
All right. The first thing I would like to ask you is, what were you doing before you went into the service? And did you enlist or were you drafted? And why did you choose the branch of service you did?
I went in, I volunteered in 1942. I used to work with the horses and ponies on the beach before I went out.
Okay. And why did you join the service?
Somebody had to go to protect the family, so I went to protect the family and mother.
That's great. And why did you choose the branch of service that you did, which was the United States Air Force?
The Army, because when I was a young boy in the American Legion in 1938, we had boys and girls cadet, and they taught us all the manual arms and everything about the service. And when I went into the Army at Fort Dix, by me knowing all the manual arms and everything, I made acting corporal the second day in Fort Dix.
Good. Tell me about your first days in Fort Dix. What was that like?
Homesick.
Homesick. You were only what age?
18.
18. And where did you enlist from? Atlantic City?
Ward 5, Atlantic City.
Okay. Can you tell me the places that you served, the different locations?
But first we went to, I went to Fort Dix. From there I went to Fort Belvoir, Virginia. From there I went to MacDill Field, MacDill Air Force Field in Tampa. Then Fort Myers, Florida. And then from there we went to Camp Stoneman, California. And from Camp Stoneman, California, we went overseas and we landed in Sydney, Australia. And from there we went to Brisbane, Australia. And from there we went to Navsac, we went to Lae, New Guinea, and we proceeded in other places, Navsac and Port Moresby, New Guinea. In 45, after being hurt a couple of times, I was sent back to the United States and landed in California. That was the happiest day of my life.
Coming back to the United States.
Yes.
When you were moving amongst the different bases still in the United States, were you being trained for different things?
Yes.
Different schooling?
Yes.
Can you tell me about that?
Well, we was trained... let me see, how would I start that? Well, after Fort Dix, after... and going... after Fort Dix, going into Fort Belvoir, Virginia. Yeah, we was trained in rifle how to build roads, bridges, and I was acting corporal rifle squad, and I'd come out to be a sharpshooter.
That's good. And at the next base, what did you do there?
And next base was MacDillfield, Florida. I was got on arms, acting corporal.
Yeah.
And whatever had to be done while we was going through the training, it was I had to do what I was told to do.
You learned a lot of that, right?
Yes.
So your basic job assignment then was to do what while you were in the service?
I didn't have no particular job. Where I was called on to do was what I'd done. I was a rifle instructor, guide on arms. I worked in the KP. I worked out on the field with the rest of the oil. I was told to go.
Okay, did you see combat?
No, I wasn't actually in combat, but was in a combat zone.
Okay.
The only jets that we saw was at the movies.
At the movies?
No, it was not at the movies. Yacht came out of the jungles and shot in the screen, and then Holy Devil broke loose.
Okay. Tell me about what you did in your spare time. Did you get much spare time?
Spare time? I wasn't assisting in spare time. There's always something to be done.
No R&R, huh?
I had a broken jaw in two places, and I was sent to a place they call Coolangatta in Australia for rehabilitation. And the next time that I was hurt across the back, I was in the hospital with two weights on, one on each leg. And from there, after a period of time, I was sent back to the States in a wheelchair.
Oh my. How did these injuries occur?
Across the back, it happened so quick, I don't remember, and they were telling me different things of what had happened, but I really don't remember.
Uh-huh. What kind of skills or lessons did you feel that you learned in the service?
Skills that I learned? One thing I learned to be on time. And as far as skills is concerned, I really don't think I learned too many skills.
Nothing that carried over and helped you in your future career?
No, outside of being military.
Military, be on time. do you recall the day that you came out of the service? You touched up on that.
May 28th, 1945, from Asheville General Hospital, White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia.
How long have you been hospitalized?
I really don't remember. I would have to look on the papers to find out the time that I came back to the state to the time that I was discharged. I really don't remember.
I mean, are we talking weeks or months?
Yes.
Weeks?
Yeah, well, a few months.
Oh, a few months?
Yes.
A long time.
Yes. Yeah. Between California and White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia.
Now, after you were discharged, what did you do in the days and weeks following?
Try to rehabilitate myself.
Physically?
See that my mother and sisters wouldn't worry so much because I couldn't walk.
Oh.
They didn't know me when I came home.
They didn't?
No.
came home a different man.
Yeah. My mother didn't know me. And that's one thing that lived, that's one thing that always lived with me. And I was determined I wasn't going to be an invalid because keep her from worrying like that.
Uh-huh. You was a good son. Did you make any? Did you make any friendships while you were in the Air Force? And do you still keep in contact?
No, I don't keep in contact with any of my bus check all on the. There were some nice boys that I met, especially a lot of them from a place they call Tupelo, Mississippi.
Tupelo, Mississippi.
And they was in Camp Shelby, Mississippi. There were some very nice, as you said, southern boys. They were mm-hmm. very nice. And we all got along very nice, mm-hmm. plus some of the ones from the north.
But none of them that you've kept in touch with?
After the war, a couple of them, and after they passed away, I mm-hmm. no more.
Do you belong to VFW, or?
I belong to the American Legion, mm-hmm. Post 61, and also Post 81, Pleasantville. Mm-hmm. VFW, that's a veteran of foreign war. I am a veteran of foreign war. I haven't joined the post, but they keep asking me to join. At my age, I can't keep doing all these things.
What about the DAV?
Disabled veterans. No, I haven't joined that either.
Uh-huh. Well, what was your career after the service?
Well, for a couple of years, until I got so I could get around, it wasn't much of nothing but trying to get around. And then after those couple of years, I went to GI school, and the boys at the vocational at Illinois and all I can do, and I took up carpentry.
Okay.
After my time there, they placed me with a company called Palsco Window Company, and I was there for 10 years.
Mm-hmm. And that's where you retired from?
No.
No?
No. They went to, they moved down to Miami, Florida. And I wouldn't go because there's too much prejudice. I know what it was, and I would not go down there.
Southern area, yeah.
And then after that, I went to work for the city of Atlantic City on the beach.
Mm-hmm. Which is where you started, right?
Yeah.
How do you feel that your experiences during the service affect your thinking today about the service, the military, and war?
My thinking about the war is they need to do more talking and less fighting. That dying and killing and all them generals and things, nobody wins. Nobody wins.
Right. What do you think about military training for our men and women?
You have to keep them ready in case somebody jumps on you, like Japan jumped on America.
Mm-hmm. So you don't attend any kind of reunions with any of the groups that you were involved with?
You mean my the outfit that I was involved in?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't even know where some of them are.
Tell me about your most memorable day in the service.
The most memorable day in the service? May 28th, 45.
When you got out.
That's when I became a Judy.
Yeah. Well, then, what was your very proudest day?
My very proudest day is when I came back to the United States. That was the proudest day.
Kissed the good solid earth, huh?
Yeah. 17 days on the water to get back.
Are there any interesting stories or funny things that happened? Any kind of anecdotes you'd like to tell us about?
Funny story?
Usually a lot of funny things happen when you're with a horse around with a lot of men. Good conversation.
Well, most everybody, they usually talk about home and try to take your mind off that and be ready for whatever comes up. Being in them jungles, it was no happy place.
Well, is there anything you'd like to talk about that I haven't asked you? You'd like to add to what we've been saying?
No.
Well, how about tell me a little bit about, did you marry?
Yes, I'm married now. And over the years, I had 12 children.
12 children?
4 girls, 8 boys. 2 girls was killed in a fire in 59.
That's another sad day.
Yeah. I have 3 sons who are captains in the Lyons City Fire Department. One son, he was a deputy mayor. One was in real estate. One is helped with the boys' club. And the other one is a handyman.
And you're proud of all of them?
Yes.
And your wife is still with you?
Can't get rid of it. Yeah.
What about grandchildren? If you have 12 children.
Oh my goodness. Grandchildren. Between grandchildren, great grandchildren, oh, I think we counted, we had 47 altogether.
Between grandchildren and great grandchildren.
Yeah.
Corsi name's going to be around for a good long time in this area. Is there anything I'd like to add before we just continue our conversation here?
Yes. The public need to come out and show more support on Memorial Day for veterans of all wars, men and women. They use it mostly for a holiday or a place where they can go party. And they really don't show the respect that is due. Because if it hadn't been for the men and the women of World War II, America wouldn't have been free today. And they deserve better than a lot of what the people are giving them. Respect.
Yes. Yes. Well, thank you very much. I think that's a very fitting closing statement.